This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm betting you have one right now within reach. Now, I'm not talking about your cell phone. I'm talking about a calendar. Our special guest today can be regarded as, I'm going to call her, she probably has never had this title before, Calendar Commander-in-Chief.
I'll take it.
That's because she oversees the creation and distribution of some of the world's most popular calendars, especially ones with pets. So please welcome to our show the publisher of Workman Calendars, Paige Edmonds. Welcome, welcome, Paige.
Thank you, Arden. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the introduction.
You know I'm going to say it. You were destined to be this. Your first name is?
It is Paige, and I do work on page-a-day calendars. That is true.
How clairvoyant of your family.
I know. I used to, and because my name is spelled P-A-G-E, I used to always say it's Paige like a book until I started working in publishing, and then I kind of had to stop saying that. But it is true. Yeah, one of those.
So I always like to know the backstory. Were you kind of on the swing set going back and forth saying, when I grow up, I'm going to be in charge of calendars?
I was not. Although one of the fun things for so many of us who work on these calendars is that the history has gone on so long that many of us grew up with calendars of some kind from Workman in our homes. But it was certainly was not something I thought was going to be in my path. But Workman Calendars is part of Workman Publishing, which is part of Hachette Book Group, a big book publisher. Workman's history is kind of interesting. It was an independent company that did books, and they were really the first company, the first trade publisher to start doing calendars. And this is back in 1980. That was the beginning of Workman's calendar list. It actually began with cats because, of course, there is a cartoonist named B. Kleban, and Workman had published a book of his very quirky cat cartoons. They are offbeat, but kind of wonderful. And the first calendar that Workman did was B. Kleban's cat calendar.
Well, this is what I like is here, folks, we have Paige Edmonds. She knows calendars, but she also knows the history and the trivia. Yeah. So don't ever take her on. We're going to dive in a little bit more, but we got to quickly take a break. So everybody sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually, sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Pause up, pet pals. Arden Moore here, your host of the O-Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm excited. Our guest today is Paige Edmonds. She knows a thing or two about calendars. Page a day, monthly, you name it. And they're all wonderful because they are coming from Workman Publishing And I think you guys are the Michelangelos of calendars, would you say?
Oh, yes, I would absolutely say. Sure, we're geniuses, creative geniuses. But we do stand out. You know, there are a lot of people who publish calendars, and Workman is really known for really high quality, both in our art and in our editorial. And you, as a calendar author, also know that we pack a lot of information into our calendars, and we're really proud of what we do. We have an incredibly loyal group of people who buy these calendars year in and year out. We hear from them with surprising frequency, and often it is to say, I've been buying this calendar for my uncle for Christmas for the last 15 years, or my family really leans on this calendar, and we do this every year. So it's great to be part of that.
We have to let the cat out of the bag and unleash the mutt. So everyone, this is a first for Arden Moore. I've written over 24 dog and cat books for the same publishing house that Workman's part of. But this is a first. 2025, I will have a dog monthly calendar and a cat monthly calendar. And they are called How to Speak Cat and How to Speak Dog. And I am jazzed. I have never been a calendar girl. So Paige, help me, help me. What do you think of these two calendars? They're beautiful. The artwork is good, but I throw in some tips. You want to talk a little bit to get the sales going?
Sure. I think more than some tips. I mean, there are lots and lots and lots of cat and dog calendars out in the world. And I'm really proud of the ones that we contribute to that. I think these are really fun in the market because they're a little bit different. You know, frequently a wall calendar is an image of a cute animal. And frankly, that's kind of it. And people love that. But really, here's an opportunity for them to learn something new. On every spread of Arden's calendar, there is a really extensive caption and another little photo. So you get more, a little bit more. And you really do end up learning about how to communicate with your cat and your dog. And what they're thinking and what their communication to you is like. So there's a little added extra.
They're from, I guess it's part of the, was from the two books I wrote, the Dog Behavior Answer Book and the Cat Behavior Answer Book. And I'm so grateful that you all let me have Pet Safety Dog Kona on the cover and Pet Safety Cat Casey on the cover. So that was pretty cool. But that's where some of the information's coming from, right?
Right. So it really becomes, you know, more than just a cute picture, but you're really learning something every month. And the question we always ask as we're putting together the calendars, particularly those wall calendars that stay up all month long, is this something you really want to look at and be part of all month? And I think with this calendar, we've completely got it. The answer is a firm yes. These animals are so sweet. And the pictures do illustrate, the photos do illustrate the kind of information that you're passing along in the caption. So it's a really fun way.
Yes. This time it is good to be upstaged by dogs and cats. And I like because the calendars have dogs and cats from all different sizes, breeds, doing all different things. We give you nuggets of information each month. And I'm pretty jazzed. I got to tell you, Paige, this is a big deal for me.
Well, we're really excited about them. Thank you so much for all that good work.
But I'm not the only calendars, but please buy mine. I've already seen them that they're getting ready to come out. Tell us about the site that people can go to now, because holidays are coming and we need to get presents for people. We need to plan. So tell us only these calendars, but some of the other cool ones.
Sure. The site where our calendars are featured is pageaday.com. All one word, pageaday.com. And that is Workman's site that features calendars as well as other books and gifts. And yeah, I think you're right, Arden, that it's important to think of this for gift giving. We really love the idea of a calendar as a gift. And I'll give you just a little bit of our perspective on kind of how calendars work. Because the reality is that we all have, most of us have a phone where we're keeping track of our appointments and our dentist. Exactly. So you may not be looking at your calendar, your physical paper calendar, to really say, oh, it's Tuesday and the garbage has to go out. Or, oh, my dentist appointment is tomorrow. But what calendars really do is offer people a way to kind of indulge in something that really makes them happy every single day. We actually have a tagline on our calendars, which is don't just count the days, but make the days count. So it's more than just tracking that Tuesday is the 11th. It's also a way for people to every day get a little hit of something that makes them happy, whether that's a dog or a cat or travel or a joke or whatever the kind of perfect calendar is. Which is a great reason to give them as a gift because it is a gift that keeps going all year long. So if you give someone for the holidays a new 2025 calendar, they will still be thinking of you each day and indulging in the thing that they love the most all the way through the year. So it's a really lovely gift.
Well, my sister Deb lives in Allen, Texas, and she's a retired auditor. Can we say creature of habit? Yes. I love my sister. Every year she gets this particular monthly calendar that she puts on the door of the pantry, and she scribbles in everything so she can see it. I am so honored. I'm her kid sister. She's breaking tradition. She's going to have the How to Speak Dog 2025 calendar now by her sis on there. I toppled the old routine.
That's great. That is great. People do change, and they are willing to swap up calendars when they see something new. But I think for all of us who give or use a calendar that sits on the wall and does kind of ground us each day, that habit is really strong.
Hey, everybody. We're speaking with Paige Edmonds. She's in charge of all the calendars at Workman Publishing. And we're going to dive in a little bit more because I got some fun ones that she's going to name some titles on. But we're going to get back right after this break. You know the drill. We got to sit, stay, stare at that calendar. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Pet Greens is proud to support OBehave on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rachel Ray, and you're listening to OBehave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are learning all about calendars from, I called her the calendar commander-in-chief, because if you want to know about calendars, go to the top dog or coolest cat around, and that would be Paige Edmonds from Workman Publishing. You've got your fancy title, Publisher of Workman Calendars. Now, how long have you had that title, and do you have any guesstimate of how many different calendars you've been helped in supervising through your tenure?
Well, I have worked in this role for a little more than 2 years, but I have been at Workman for a long time, and I was a salesperson, so I've been involved with the calendar program for much, much longer. We publish over 100 calendars every year, and it is work that all year long because every year there is a new one. So I don't think I can do the math. But
I know there's one that I think is hitting a trend, and I hope you can talk about it. Pickleball.
Uh-huh.
We got a pickleball calendar.
We have a pickleball calendar. So Workman actually is the inventor of the page a day calendar, which is a box calendar.
That.
It's true, where you literally tear a page off each day. And again, this goes back to the early 80s. Before that, mostly people either had wall calendars or little desk calendars, mostly that were given away by their dry cleaner or their oil company. Remember those? So it was kind of a big deal for a book publisher to say, wait a minute, we think we've got calendar content here. And we had a creative director in our design department who created this idea of a calendar with a page for every single day.
That's a lot of pickleball.
Well, it is. It started off with jokes and it has gone into so many different topics now. We do a lot with trivia. We do some with animals. We do a lot with travel and puzzles. Those are very, very popular where people like to do the, you know, a quick little brain teaser every day. And
move over, Wordle. Get out of here.
Exactly. Nice to do it on paper. It's great to take along with you.
What about yoga? You got a yoga page a day too, don't you?
We have a yoga wall calendar this year, which is really charming. Yeah. And pickleball, there is enough to fill a calendar. In fact, there's at least enough to fill two because we have one coming again for 26. And that is leaning right into that trend. There's so many people who are playing that sport and the calendar offers quotes and trivia and pickleball has all kinds of really crazy rules. So there's a lot of detail about the rules and how to go about drilling.
And always get to make friends with an orthopedic surgeon. You might need it.
Lots of information about what shoes you should wear and not wear. So stay injury free.
I know that we're here today and you are the queen of calendars. And I am grateful to have How to Speak Dog and How to Speak Cat coming out. We can go to pageaday.com, but I think it's already on Amazon, isn't it?
It is absolutely on sale on Amazon. We publish our calendars in August. Much of the sale really happens as we get closer to the holiday, but don't wait because they do sell out. So the challenge of having a dated product is that we need to really, you know, fill the market and keep it moving. So by the end of the year, sometimes our best-selling calendars are very low on stock. So if there's a calendar that's exciting to you, jump in now.
So we're going to get it. I love dogs. I love cats. Don't ever make me choose. But you might know these stats. I mean, what seems to be more popular, monthly or page a day? Do cats thump the dogs? Do dogs thump the cats? What's been the results of your informal poll?
Well, it's not even so informal because we see these sales numbers. And I'm glad to know that you're loyal to both because I think
people tend
to get very worked up about whether there's wins or not. We actually see that cat calendars outsell dog calendars.
Yeah.
And I think that might be about some people going into breed-specific calendars for their dogs, where people who are cat people are interested across the breed.
But there's a lot of mutt cats.
Yeah. Our top-selling calendar every year, and it has been for many, many years, is our 365 cat page a day. We do have a dog version. And what's really special about these calendars is that all of the photos come from our readers. So this is an opportunity for anybody who has a pet at home to make your pet a star and get them into the pages of our calendars. We have a contest that you can reach on pageaday.com and you can upload your photos and send us a little bit of information about your pet. And if the photo is great quality and we think your pet looks great, we would love to put it in a future calendar. You would get a caption, your cat would or dog would be named as with you. And then we let the people who are in the calendars know so that they can go and purchase calendars for their family and friends.
I like that. There's no free car because this is not Oprah, but there's bragging rights. Isn't
Absolutely.
That something to be able to say on April 14th, my dog Kona or my cat Casey was the page a day. That's pretty cool bragging rights, right?
Exactly. A friend of mine, a woman I just heard from who just found out that her dog was in next year's calendar said, my dog is Mr. October. So, you know, that's one way to look at it, right?
Well, speaking of pets, you've got a couple you want to shout out their names because I know they have good hearing.
They certainly do. One of them has really big ears, so they really do. I have two rescue dogs, Billy and Rufus. Billy is turning 11, although we think he's very spry, still jumps into the car and goes to the dog park every day.
What kind of dog?
Oh, you know, such a mix that it's a little hard to tell.
Is he a canine cocktail?
Yeah, a total cocktail. He has sort of Doberman coloring and kind of shepherdy looking, but when we actually did a DNA test, he came out as part dachshund, even though he's very long-legged, so who knows?
What about the other one?
Yeah, Rufus is 5, and he's definitely a black lab mix. He's got probably some pit bull in him. He's a stockier guy, but they are really cute. They both have a little bit of white tuxedo on black fur.
Have they made it to any of the calendars? Have they used their influence? You know,
yeah, they have a pull. I just got message that Billy is actually going to be in the calendar in 2026. A picture of him smiling on the beach. So that's fun.
So even you, who was in charge of the calendars, you can't pull a fast one. You got to tell Billy and Rufus, you got to earn it.
Exactly. And we have expert photo researchers who are really there judging, you know, does this work? Not just in terms of, is it a good photo, but does it fit with the pacing? And is it a different enough one from the other dogs around it? It's a real science putting together a calendar.
Now, you mentioned that you do trivia.
Yeah.
How do you validate a fact, a trivia fact? I grew up 20 years in the newspaper reporter where my editor said, if your mother tells you she loves you, check it out.
Check it out. I did some journalism. I heard that too. We do. We really do check it out.
How do you research? Because you got to make sure.
You do. And I will tell you that even though we do all of this fact checking, every now and then something slips out that is incorrect. And we always hear about it from our readers, which we really do appreciate. We know they're paying attention. I would say that happens most in sports trivia, where we think we've got a fact right, but somebody knows better. Do we ask all of our authors to include sources with everything that they submit? And we do check that. So it's, you know, you always run the risk of two sources with different information, but we always really try to find an original source to make sure that what we're putting out in the world is very accurate.
You know, there's some, we talked about pickleball, and I'm not putting you on the spot, but I'm just curious, the women's NBA, WNBA, the W, is really taking off.
Yeah.
I'm not offering to do a calendar. I was an ex-sports writer, though. But, I mean, when you see something like Olympics or a sport growing, like women's soccer grew.
Yeah.
How do you make that call if it's worth the sales?
Soccer is one that we keep talking about. We do have a really nice track record on a few sports fact calendars. These are page a days. They are, we have one for basketball and one for baseball and one for mixed sports. We keep looking at soccer and trying to decide if there is enough of a market and haven't bit that bullet yet, but we are always watching trends.
I mean, you should just do a Caitlin Clark calendar.
Well, then it's a licensing thing and you need to get her approval on that.
Okay.
That gets trickier.
How about CC, who plays basketball for Indy?
There you go. Exactly. We do have a new kind of sport-related title this year called Walks of the World, which is leaning into the idea of long hikes. So where you might go from hut to hut or from inn to inn. And that really is a travel trend as well. So we're excited to have that in there.
So what is your favorite calendar? Put you on the spot.
Oh, that totally puts me on the spot. I don't know if I can really
judge. And don't worry. I'm just saying, is it pets? Is it dogs? Is it cats? Is it pickleball? Page a day? So I'll keep you so you don't get yelled at by anybody. But what is your go-to calendar?
I have a nature calendar on my wall because I love the big, expansive, beautiful landscapes from my little home office. Gives me a chance to kind of take a breath. And I think that's a great thing for a calendar to offer, a little escape. We do really nicely with travel calendars for that exact reason. This year, a new calendar on our list combines, actually we have two that combine the joys of pets and travel. One of them, which might be my personal favorite on this list, is called Dogs on Vacation.
Dogs on Vacation?
Isn't that a great idea?
Please.
I know. Don't you sort of want to be just there? They are photos of dogs on road trips, leaning out of cars, at campsites, on beautiful lakes. So it's a kind of that perfect thing of a place you want to be and the animal you really want to be there with. And then we have one called Travel Cats, which is photos of cats from all over the world. So you have them in the Greek islands and you have them at Petra and Jordan at these really beautiful travel sites. So that's a kind of fun one because it kind of ticks two different things, two different favorite subjects.
Well, I love your job. You have fun and you're bringing joy to people's lives. You're getting us away from staring at an app on our phone.
Yep.
And I think we need that break. Tell us again how we can find out more, how we can enter a contest, and how can our beautiful Old Behave listeners get some discount?
Yes, a little bonus for your listeners. So the website is pageaday.com, pageaday.com. We do have a promotion code specifically for OBehave listeners, and that is BEHAVE. So if you enter that at checkout, you will get 20% off of your purchase. And to enter the contest, there are links from the homepage, or you can type in pageaday.com/contest. And you'll see the rules and regulations there and a place to upload your photo and tell us a little bit about your pet. And we would love to see a whole new slew of pets coming into our calendars each year.
Final question. I know your first name is Paige, P-A-G-E. Yes. Please tell me your middle name isn't Monthly.
It is not. It is not. Nope.
Okay. Bet you've never been asked that. Hey, everybody, I've had a lot of fun with Paige Edmonds. Please get some calendars. Your host right here has two calendars, first time ever. And it is How to Speak Cat and How to Speak Dog. And they're beautifully done by the people at Workman. So 2025 is a good year for all of us. At this time, I want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network on the planet. And you are listening to OBehave. We have been on the air since 07. We are the longest running weekly podcast on the planet. And we are both still youngsters, my producer and I. Check out me on my YouTube channel, please. Arden Moore, God-given name. You're going to see over 800 videos. We're going to have fun with this episode. Go to fourleggedlife.com. And my secret passion, not secret, my big passion is safety. I am a master instructor in pet first aid. And please check out Pet First Aid for You, because I teach vet-approved classes with pet safety dog Kona and pet safety cat Casey all over the world. So, till next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. OBehave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's OBehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. OBehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.